the covered, you may shave him, start off, we're going to sugi that starts off, and the sugi nida, Masechta Nida. The Mishnah Nida, the Testament Day says that Isha, she oisit shachera, barasa dam, and Isha, that the Besakise, by Mary Glayim, there's a ri of dam. She saw dam with the Mary Glayim. Isha, there was a ri. Remeya says, if the Isha was a medes, then it's tamei. And if you say mebeikach mekach tayer, basically in all cases it's tar. I was Mitch is saying if it was kuragil, it was yeshevas, the Isha was sitting, then everyone holds it tar. And but if the Isha was a medes shloi kuragil by an Isha, the megalim came by Mida when the Isha was standing, that's tamei. So the Gemara explains that basically a miskiyudua, the ganze guf, the whole body is molidam. The whole body is molidam. And we also know, but the only dam that's tomei is dam that comes from the makar. It's a specific place in the guf, which is called the makar. The Mishnah Nidach Yudayim Beis explains the whole, a little bit the anatomy, exactly what the makar is. But the only dam that comes from the makar is tomei. That's dam nida. But other dam is not. There's a mainla. When the dam in the Meriglayim, Pashtus Meriglayim has no shechus of Makar. The Meriglayim has no shechus of the Kloyus. It comes originating from the kidneys, from the Kloyus, that's where it comes from. So Pashtus, if there be dam in the Meriglayim, we should assume that the dam came from a dam mak in the kidneys, that there's some sort of bleeding in the kidneys. Maybe she should go to the doctor, but she's Torah, she's not telling me. There's no reason to think that the dam in the Meriglayim has any shechus with the Makar. Oh, but that's all when everything is kuragil, is normal, is regular. That the issue was yeshevas. But if the issue was a medes, then Rameya holds that there's a doichuk in the guf. When the issue is mashed in the amida, it's like doing something not regular, it's like forcing it. Sometimes the meriglayim goes further up in the body to a different place, and maybe the meriglayim went by the makar, and it picked up some dam from the makar, and this dam that you see that was seen in the Meriglayim, maybe it was brought down from the makar, maybe it's dam nida. That's the Meishita. And the Beis is chalak. The Beis says even by medes, disha tahira. What's the reason? What's the time of the machaikas of Mei and Beis? The Mishnah doesn't say, and the Gemara also doesn't say. But the Beis Yosef and Siman Kutz Tzadagalas, the Beis Yosef brings in Shuvas Tiran, Siman Memtes. Tiran says the machaikas is. The Rameya that them says even by medes al pi roi dam in the Meriglayim is not from the makar. It's not tummy. It's al pi roi. It's only the most you can say is a shtukul miyat. That maybe by mida the Meriglayim went further up into the makar and brought some dam from the makar. But it'd be only a miyat. And mainly Rameya l'shitaser. Rameya we all over shasas chashinu l'miyuta. Rameya all over the Gemara says. Is Chayesh Amiyuta, it's Gemara in famous Gemara in Yibamas Dachasites, Gemara in Gittin Dachbez Mavez, or Meir Chashin Amiyuta, or Chayesh Amiyuta. That's why Meir holds his Tameh, because of Chayesh Amiyuta. And Ibirisi will hold his Torah, because Ibirisi will hold like the Bonin, that's not Chashin Amiyuta. We're not Chayesh Amiyuta. We go Basi Roiv, and Alpi Roiv, even by Miza, this Dam Meir Gaim.
It must be that
Meir Amiyuta. If it be Muti Amiyuta, then Meir will be Maida. No, but Yeshev is a hakum with them that it's not even me. There's no b'schad l'chamav. It's not even considered me. There's no reason to think that the Meriglayim will be. I guess you're right. We call that Miyuta Miyuta Ma. Maybe even more than that. Right now. The mashal. So again, the one of the cases of where we have the famous Nochegs of Meya and the Bonum, whether the Chayesh Amiyuta or not, is the Gemara Yivamas Tachgati Tesam Al. The Gemara says it's Brisa that the Meya holds Katnu Katana in Miyabnan. Katnu Katana should not do Yivam. The reason is because Shem Yimotzi Saris or Shem Yimotzi Agnes. Because maybe later on we'll find that this Katnu is really a Saris, cannot have children, or the Isha will be nervous in her Simani Agnes. She'll be proved to be an Agnes. She cannot have children. And a person who can have children is Patamin Yim Mechalitza. It's a Gzeis HaKasav that only someone who's able to be Moilid is Chayvin Yim Mechalitza. So, and if they attack a Pata, it's still Esh HaSechav. We Esh HaSechav Shalim Baka Mitzah. Therefore, Katan HaKasav should not, we don't let them be Miyavim, we don't let them grow up together because we're afraid that that maybe it's maybe be found to be a Saras or Nainas. And the Bana Chayel, the Bana says, if there's a Katan and they want to get married, I'm all in the old days, people used to get married, Katan and Katanics, they want to be miyabim, even if it's going to come, we let them. And we're not afraid that later something will happen. There'll be nimsa, a saras, or an because we go basiroid. It's a miyad that people that are found upon it's not to be associated with us. We go, what's the right? And that's the machaikas. A mey is chayish l'miyutin, a bunna nana. Is a mingla, the Ram wants to say, that's the machaikas of this mission over here also, by Nida also, which is the time of the Mary Goyim, by Mida. According to a mey, when she talks to say, is chayish l'miyutin, and according to the bunna, not chayish l'miyutin. I think, if you look in the Gemara, that you have some days in Yivamis, it's not so befeish, but it's pretty clear in the whole sugya that how do you understand the whole machlokes to begin with, the chashinim miyutu or not? So pashtus, the bar hold, we go what's roi, like we go what's roi in everything. You're not chashinim miyutu. We have a call. It's going down from the pasuk achar yam lehapis that we spoke about not that long ago. Achar yam lehapis, you go what's roi. The meyer will hold that that whole pasuk of achar yam lehapis is only by Rubid Isa. Come on, it's only by roi that's in front of us. The mashal, the pasuk of achar yam lehapis talking about Sanhedrin. We have roi dayanim in front of us. That say one way, we go b'seroi, we're not chayish for the miyut. But Meir holds, but Ruben the lesser come on, that's like a statistic. Ruben the lesser come on means that rave times, that's the way it is. Rave times people are not a tsarist. There's no, it's not in front of us, rave people that are this way, rave people that. It's just a statistic. It's just known that when this is a thing that only happens in miyut times, rave times it doesn't happen. That's called Ruben the lesser come on. Ruben the lesser come on, the Meir holds the whole pasuk doesn't apply. The whole pasuk, Rachem Lahatis, is. This is exactly by Ruben the lesser come on. It's only by Ruben the Issa come on. May I ask the machlokes? I think so. I think the Meishi Gachshin Mut is Midraisa. Yeah, I mean, what's the practical application? I mean, there won't be Chayiv Einshim on it because there won't be give Malkus and Misa on it because it's not proven. It's only Achshash. But I think it may hold Midraisa. You have to be Chayiv Shemut. You're not allowed to let them, the Katna Katana Midraisa, get married. You're Chayiv Shemimot Sisaris. And Mimela, that's what the basis of the saying here also, that over here we see Rabbi Yossi is in the Sheet of the Rabbanim, which would be the Pashas really. It's only Rabbi Meir that's Chai Shem Yudah. And basically we also hold that, like the Rabbanim, not Chai Shem Yudah. In the Kivega, in Shuvah, Simon Sanf Beis, Kivega is a Shana Kasha. He says, according to this Rand, where we're learning, comes out over here that Rabbi Yossi is not Chai Shem Yudah. Effectively, Kivega's theory, there's another Sheet the Rabbi Yossi, a member in Amon Lekan Godel. The morning Yivamas, Hassan Zayin, and Maralach, they went out not long ago. The Mishnah says that Koyin, the din is, we know Koyin gives his Eved to eat Truma. Nebuchadnezzar eats Truma. Even though Truma is also to Zarim, even Yisrael is not going to eat Truma. But Nebuchadnezzar is in Kinyin Kasboy. Kinyin Kasboy is a Behemta. He's got to give his Behemoth seed, he's got to give his Nebuchadnezzar to eat Truma. So the Mishnah says, if the Koyin is messed, the Koyin is nefted, the Koyin dies, and he leaves over sons Kahanim, the sons Yashin the Eved, and the Mehengel the Eved continues to eat Trumah, now because of the sons. But the Mishnah says, if the Koyin is messed, and he leaves over sons, and he also leaves over Ishtim Uberes, Zayim Uberes, then the other cannot eat Trumah. The reason is, because the Ub of Me'im is also Yerush. Then there's an Ub Me'im is also Yerush. Right now this Eved belongs in Shuttas with the sons that were born before, and this Uba, this Vlad Me'im. But the Mishnah says there's a din that Uba is Poisvein and Michael. The Uba is Koin of the Eved, but the Uba is not Michael. Even though the Uba might be a Koin also, but he's not Michael. So we go into that because the Pasuk says Yulid Ishtai, that the Yolid Michael, any Yolid, any Michael. There has to be only if the young. So there's a kosev. Only if the kohen is born, he's Michael Chuma. But the Uba Me'ima, he yashins the Eved, but he's not Michael. So mainly because of this Uba, it creates the whole problem. The Mishnah, no one's chaylik. If you look in the Mishnah, that's the Yosi Sheet, no one's chaylik. But the Gemara brings down the Braisa, the Shem Ben Yechai was chaylik. If Shem Ben Yechai, tying it, no. Even if it's Shem Uberes, the kohen could, the Eved could eat. The reason is because Al Pi Roy, this Uba is not going to yashin. Because we know the only one is Mechsus Char, Mechsus on the Kavis, it's 50-50, girls and boys, and even on the Tzad, if Mechsus Char, maybe it'll be a Nafel, maybe it won't be Bak Yoma, maybe the child won't live. If the child doesn't live, so it comes out, there's only a Miet, less than 50% will be a Koyin Bak Yoma by this Uba. So mainly, you don't have to be Choshid, you can go by Siroid, but Al Piroid, this Isha Muberis is not having a Vlad, which postles the Eber from eating. Here we go by Siroid. Also, the fact of Kivega, what's the machaikas? So, the machaikas is, if Yossi is chayish for miyuta. If Yossi is chayish for the percentage that will be, that the Vlad is a Kayin, and the Vlad will be a Bakiyama. The chayish is dear. Here in Nida, Yossi is chanukah na meya. Yossi holds that if there's Dama the Meir Glayim, we're not chayish for miyuta, that it's from the Makar, that's Tameh. We go Basarayim. But by the case of the Uba, Rabbi Yossi holds, we go Basaroi, that the Uba is not a Koyin Bakayama, Zacha Bakayama. Again, the Api Roy.
It's less than 50% that it's a ben kayom.
So one out of 100 boys are Naples, one out of boys are Gimel. So the odds here are that from 100 Mubarais, 48 will be, two will be in the Fengon, 48 will be in the Kavis, and 48 will be Scherm.
But Roy Lavis, he didn't say good.
So from 100 ladies, you can only have 48 in the Marshall that are going to be the Kohen Bakayama. 48 with Hakubi will be in the Kavis, and there'll be two Nephalim. But there'll only be a Miyat. Right. So the main, Shimba Yechoi says, Al Piroiv, you could say that this Uba is not Yashining. So either it's going to be Nephil who doesn't Yashin, or it's going to be a Kavis who doesn't Yashin, and they continue to eat. And it basically holds you can continue to eat. A main effect of Kivega, and basically holds you cannot eat. Here he holds Yachayish Mita, like a Meya, and in the Mishnah Niza he holds that we're not Chayish Mita, like Rabbanon, Chayish. So I was thinking maybe the chiluk is over here. It's a very big Miyat. I mean, the tak is a Miyat that will be a Zacha Bakayama, but like we said, it's maybe 48-49%. It's a very, very big Miyat. Hashem came the Miyat that the Dam. In the Meraglayim was Dam Tameh, that's a very small Miyat. So maybe by such a big Miyat, which is almost Nessa, so close to Nessa, maybe that B.A.C. is Maidan. But the Teretz is, Kivei didn't like this Teretz, because we find, like we said before, we find in Shas, there's two Gedarim. There's a din of Miyat, and it's Miyuta de Miyuta. It's already Miyuta de Miyuta, it's such a small Miyat, then even a Meyat is Maidan, I'm an Achayish. But if we find over here that a Meyat is Chayish, obviously it's not together Miyuta de Miyuta, obviously it's together regular Miyat. It's regular small percentages. And once it's regular meat, there's no difference between a regular meat and even a 49% meat. That we find either a chayesh meat or you go batsurai. Because like we explained, the real machoikas is in Lomdus, or what the drush of Achim Ghatis is. Does the drush of Achim Ghatis go on Ruba the Lesser come on or not? If you hold the drush of Achim Ghatis goes on Ruba the Lesser come on, then even if it's 49%, that's where you would say the drush, and even if it's 5% you would say the drush. We would say the sin of Achim Ghatis. So that's Kivega's kasha. Over here, he basically holds that we say we go basirayv, and we're not chayshim yuta. And over here, by dam nida, the basically holds like a meyah that we are chashinim yuta. We don't go basirayv. What's the chiluk? So Kivega wants to say, Amoda Gateretz, that there's a chiluk. Says there's a chiluk between a miyat which will never be nispara, we're never going to know the truth, and a miyat which will be nispara, which in the end we will know the truth. But over here, by the Eved, by the Uba, eventually this baby is going to be born. And it's possible, being the Sparrow, that the Miyat was Emes. It's possible, being the Sparrow, that it was a Zacha, that it was a Ben Kiyama. That's why he basically holds that you have to be Chai Shemut. You have to be Chai Shemut, that it's a Kayin Zacha, Ben Kiyama, who Yashim the Meimu, and he passed from being Michael. So the case is like this. But the machlokes of Mei and Rabbanan are not machalik. They're talking about machalik. Moshe, in that case of a service and anus, you could also wait. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tei, when a boy or girl reaches Ben Esrim, they become 20 years old, and it's known when it's money anus, then it's already proven behechlet that's a service and anus. So the truth is, if you'd wait till they're 20, then it'll be nispara. If we let them get married now, and later when they turn 20 years old, it will be nispara if they were from the Miyas, from the South and Islands. And even so, the Bonan said, no, we're not Chayesh, we go Basaroy. Because the Bonan will not machak whether it's nispara or not later. The Bonan held, right now you go Basaroy. Right now you have a Hetta, Achim Mohate, so you know we say, Piroy, it's not a South and Islands. A Konikanan, a Kendu Yivim. Even though later will be nispara. And the Meir is also not machak. The Meir holds always Chayesh from Yuta, whether it's something which could be nispara or not. Because maybe the Rabbana not machal. Kivega is just saying in the Biasi sheet. The Biasi is like a middle sheet. The Biasi hope when it's something which will be nispara, that the miyat might be emes, Then the Beis says we hold like a meyach, chashir amita. If it's something which will not be in the spara, never be in the spara to us, then already we're going like the bona, that we are not chayish amita, we go with the right. And then that's what comes out very good, Reisi Shita. By dam nida, we're never going to know where this dam came from. We're looking at this dam in the Meraglayim. We have a chash, a meyach by medes, where the Yishu was standing. Meyach by a mida, Meraglayim, the dam came from the makar. And the roiv did not. So since but we're never going to know the truth. There's no way to know. And since you're never going to know, that's where basically holds like a bonon. That loy chashinu miyuta. Not chashinu miyuta, and we go basirai. Mashen kain, by the case of the Mishnah Amon Ken Gadol, we, in Kain Azifta, and he's over Ishtim Uberis, that Rabbi Yossi over there holds, we are chashinu miyuta, that maybe it's a zacha bakiyama. That's because eventually it'll be proven, and it may be proven that it was a Zohar Bakiyama. It may come out to be proven like the Mi'ed, and when it's possibly proven, there it basically is Machalik. The Maisa, what's the svar of this? The Kira doesn't explain the Beis Yishita. L'chayr is still the Reisus, yeah. And especially the way we're explaining, according to the Machalikus and Me'en Lecham is a Machalikus in this drush of Acher Mechatlis, is a Goan Rubid Lesser Kaman. There's a Goan Arayv that's not in front of us, it's only a statistic. If the pasuk goes on Rubid Lesser Kaman, so it might not come in if it's Asim L'Spar or not. L'chayr, if you hold this, there's a Kosov of Acher Mechatlis, even by Rubid Lesser Kaman, then it should always be Acher Mechatlis, even if it's safe from L'Spar, the way the Rabbanon hold. And if you hold the pasuk Acher Mechatlis does not go on Uber the lesser command, then you should be chashim yud always, whether it's like a mayor, whether it's also nespar or not. So I think I think maybe it's kvegamet. In the basic shita, basically is machang between a meat which might be nespar and a meat which cannot be nespar. The basic is saying that the drusha of achir mengahatayis could be is telling us that zlopa seroyv and treat the meat kamisha enai. That's the gezeres hakosav. Dr. Malatis tells us, go basurayv and treat the meat kvishinri, and let's chashinri mutas as if it doesn't exist. The meat as if it doesn't exist. The Mela basically holds, it's only possible to say that the meat is kvisha enai, if it's a meat that will never be proven. But if it's a meat that's later going to be proven that she was a saras and islandess, so it's later going to be proven that the Ubu was a zacha bakiyama, it's like boharag baraglov. You can't tell me it was kvisha enai, give it a look, it's right over here in front of you. Is the main, I think that's a basic sheet. The basic sheet is the same sheet since Tanoim. It's a little funny to say Torah and what the Tana sheet is. But the Kriyeg is saying this. So the Kriyeg is being machadish to us that there's a third sheet in Tanoim. And really, the Kriyeg is the more the Kriyeg because you learn all the Shas. Whenever you learn, the Gemara only mentions a man or a banan. Whether Chashim Mutu or not Chashim Mutu. But the MS is, whenever you learn the Gemara, Machaik is a man or a banan, whether Chashim Mutu or not, you have to ask yourself, you have to look into it, is it a meat that can be an aspara? Because if it's a meat that can't be in the spara, then a Biesi will hold like Remeyah, the Hashinga Muta. And if it's a meat that's not Yachal in the spara, then a Biesi will hold like Rabbanon, the Lech Hashinga Muta. Again, Remeyah and Rabbanon don't make a chilak. According to Remeyah, it's always Hashinga Muta. According to Rabbanon, it's never Hashinga Muta. But you have to know in each case if you want to know a Biesi Shita. You have to know in each Gemara if it's something which a meat can't be in the spara, then a Biesi will hold like Remeyah. If it's a meat that cannot be in the spara, a Biesi will hold like Rabbanon. But then, and if he's there, I just had a shiva kasha. It should come out then in this machlokes in Yibamis Akafi test about cotton katana. If they could be miyabim, that's a chayra miyit which can be nispar. It'll be nispar later if it was sosan ayin. So lachayra should come out that basically holds like a meya. In that case, the Yossi would tell you you are chayshim yuta because you can't say it's the way we're explaining. You can't say it's kamisha ene because when they turn 20, we're going to know. So we can't let them be miyabim now. Maybe they'll turn 20 and we'll find them to be a sarasan ayinah. So the Lechayri basically will hold like a meyah. And the Bizarre, my shayla is a taisis, Kivag actually mentions it in a different Indian in this Shuva. There's a taisis in Shabbos, Achus Lamehei on the day, the taisis says that even though we have a cloud all over that Beisharim Beisimel, the Lomachas like Beisimel, like we once spoke about this also because Beisimel was derived. But there was a case in the Gemara of Chashash of Nagan Mol that the basically held like Beishamai. And Tosfos saw the Rishonim say, in that machlokes we pass like Beishamai, not like Beisimel, because the Biesi goes like Beishamai. So it's interesting, I don't know what the ratio between Beisharim and Beisimel was. The Biesi, the Chayyid of all Tanoim, and Biesi is just one more Tana. But for some reason, the Biesi, when you add them together with Beishamai, the halacha becomes like Beishamai, over Beisimel. It was there, I'm clarifying also, whenever you have a machlokes to Meir and Rabbanon, and you add the Biesi to Meir, will they be Chayyid on the Rabbanon? would you say that? The same way Tosfos says when you have Reisus Rishamai, and every Gemara you learn, Machlekes of Meir and Rabbanon, you would have to know if it's, again, if it's a Miyat that will be in the Spara, Rabbi Yesu passed like a Meir, and then the Halacha will be like a Meir, even though normally Yechram Halacha Krav and pass like the Rabbanon, but then we would pass like a Meir. And then on this Gemara of Katan Ketana, that we don't let them be Miyabim, until they're proven not to be a source of nine on this, how do we pass it? And I looked in the Rambam, what?
Here's the school, I don't know if it meant, but the Kotan is shy that it won't be Mizrach. By the Nephil.
Well, how does Shaykh will be Mizrach if they die?
If they die.
Uh-huh.
By the Nephil, no matter what, it's going to be Mizrach.
One way or the other.
Right.
I don't think the way we're learning, it doesn't make a difference if it's possibly being inspired or badly being inspired. As long as it's possibly being inspired, you can't say it's kmishena. You can't say it's kmishena because it might be bahar grag. You can't say it's kmishena if it'll be in front of you, proven the other way. As long as it's a possibility, you can't say that. I was say over here, mechayr should pass my gemein. If you look in Rambam. This is not, I don't know if anyone's murdered this, chosen this, I just realize now that the Ram doesn't paskin. This halacha, it's something that gave us today, because we're not miyabim. We were chayshus abashol, the Gemara in the beginning of Amos, abashoyma, that we're not miyabim today. But the Ram doesn't pass like abashol, the Ram paskins that there is even today. So why isn't the Ram in Perek Gimel Hosivim, the Ram does talk about the Gemaras that even of a cotton is in a maima, those Gemaras in Gamaliel in the fifth Perek. That if we do let the Kotan be Avim, at that point it only has Din Azevi Maim or Begadol. Yeah, on the Chari those are Din Rabbanan. There's a whole set of Halachas. But the Ikkad in the Reis is, if you allow them to be Avim and grow up together and become Gedolim, even if it's Maim now, later eventually it'll be a Kinyan Gama. But the Ram doesn't paskin, and the Chari of the Halachas should be, maybe the Halachas Hakkas over here like a Meir, according to Kivega, and be a Bechidish. B'chalas b'chidish, there's a third sheet in Tanayim medicine. It's always, it depends on every single case.
The man is only here when the
novel is a car. Right. But that's only halach Ram brings down. We're saying Ram is my.
Ram is a katan, it's not mine.
Yeah, the Ram brings down, but that's the halach of cutting a katan. If you allow it to be Yam, Ram doesn't bring down. I understand. Maybe Steam is Ram being mashma that they could. Because, you know, we don't talk about it, we assume they could, and we pass like Rabbanon. But then we're asking a kasha, because the point of Cheshben will come out, the Beisi will hold like a Meya, and when the Beisi holds like even the Das Yachid, Tosfos says you pass like the Das Yachid. Then Kivik wants to say a different test of the kasha, the original kasha, the Steve and the Beisi, that in the Mishnah Nida, Beisi holds, we go back to Roy, when Loichashim Mid, the Nachayashim Mid, Dam and the Meriglaim is Tame, the Isha is Taha, we're not Chayashim Mid. But in the Mishnah in the Monolith and Gadol, Rabbi Yossi is Chayesh Miyuta that the Uba is a Zocha Bakiyama, and we don't let the Eved Knani eat Shema. So it's a steer, here is not Chayesh Miyuta, we had a steer. So Kivik wants to say, the Chunuk is on Chachinam Bidi Eved. That's his Lashon. The Chunuk is, by Dam Nida, it's in your Bidi Eved, Kivik calls it. Because she was already Mutzun Labayla. And we want to come and ask, we have a shayla to ask on the bayla, that's as everybody ever. That we don't do. That we're not chayashim yuta. Mashen came by the Eved Kanani, we want the Eved Kanani to eat truma, now to eat truma, that's like a chachinga. A chachinga to go do something, that you are chayashim yuta. That's the words of Kivega. So first of all, I didn't begin to understand it. What's the chalak between the Ish and the Eved? The Ish was mutton labayla before, the Eved was mutton truma before. We're saying that we want to take away the ish, be mafish the ish, be baila, and ask on the baila, that's a b'di'evet. So here also, you want to ask the evet from eating shum avaita, that should also be b'di'evet. The terrace is, by the evet, it's called the chatchinga because his original eating ended. His original eating from the father, from the kohen, that for sure ended. He's not eating because of the father anymore. The question now is, who yashens him? We're going to start off a whole brand new Kenyan category. We won't allow this ever to eat because of the son. So that's already a shayla, but maybe the Uber Yashin, and maybe he has an Oday now who passes him from eating. Maybe it's an Uber. An Uber does not allow an ever to eat. You live in Michael, and you live in Michael. There's a man that that's a Chachinga. When you come in Chachinga and you want to allow someone to do something, and you have a Chash Mutah, that's your basic Chachinga Mutah. It's all together. Mashain came by neither. She was Mutzunga by her. That's called the Dievet. That's Kivig's other chilek. I was really mutching on a little bit the whole shprach kiveg talking about chachin and b'diavad. It seems to me a little bit different than we used to in the chayr, and we would normally call this chazakas. That's what we should say, that by the isha she was b'cheskas tayra. So if you have a suffix, if this was done either or not, you should go b'as chazakas she's mutter. Maybe that's what kiveg should have worded it. Over there you have a chazakas. Hashem came over here by truma. We know the other for sure died. And we're coming, like we said before, we're coming to start a whole new achila from the Yerusha, from the Yashim. And the question is, are these Yashim, are they Michael, this Abiknani? Is it only the sons that are born before here, that Yashim? Are they Michael? Or was it also the Uber was Yerush? We have a Safi, the Uber is Yerush, but there's no Chazak on that. So Kirig Shmeg Achim between Chazak and Achazaka. But Teretz is that there's a famous place in Gittin that plays on base. There's another place also that by neither you never call the Cheskas Tayra, because it's a Chazaka Suyu Nishtanis. The Shemaita speaks about it in a number of places. A Chazaka which is made to change is not a Chazaka. Chazaka the Mikar is a Moshav, somebody is a Suffolk if he became Tommy or not, regular person if he walked over Keva or not, he's a Cheskas Tayra, and a person's Cheskas Tayra is not made to change. If he's careful his whole life, he goes his whole life to be Tar. But Isha, we know she's a suyin l'shtane. She's made to, if not today, tomorrow, if not tomorrow, next week, with the Dech HaKlal, within a certain amount of time, the Isha is going to become a Nida. That's the Nachazaka. As a Minna, that's why the Kvega did not make the Chiluk here, whether Chazaka or not. Kvega only made the Chiluk about the Chachim with the Yevet. And I think that is because Chazaka and the suyin l'shtane, even though it's not a Chazaka, but it's enough to be Magdia if something's Chachim with the Yevet. Even though it's a chazaka suyin l'shtana, but it's enough to be magdeh to make it in chatchina. It was, or to make it b'dievet. If you had a chazaka, even though it was a suyin l'shtana, it's because she was mutzal l'bayinah, and you're coming to be mafisha, that's called a b'dievet. That we're not chayash shemuta. Hashem came to be mindful of the yevet, where there's not even a chazaka the mikara, that's called the chatchina. You're coming to be mindful of the chatchina, that we don't do. There's a little more, and we only had another cash over here, but a little detail involved. We'll leave it. Look inside. Okay.